You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Betting that 2 years later on, Yasna will now be embarrassed to hear her voice. But anyway, many, many thanks and happy Christmas to all of you. Yes, it's Garbo here. I've just come home from our office Christmas party. I'm absolutely sober because I had to drive 29 miles. It's the 23rd of December 2009, and I'm bringing you a special podcast. Yes, this is Electrical Language number 193. And what I'm doing is I looked through all the podcasts I've done this year and I noted that I played 7 cover songs, so here they all are. Thank you.
I was born in the shadow of the factory I'd be working for me. Me and my brother, there was nowhere else we could go. I married a local boy in 1947. His hands were rough, but his eyes were kind, and I knew our love would grow from my eyes to the river, from the river to the sea, from the sea to the darkening clouds, from the sky back down to me. Follow my tears, follow my tears. We sail for New Zealand. I was carrying our second daughter, and there on the dark side, I never knew they were last goodbye. First time I saw Wellington, my heart would not stop racing. We had come halfway around the world to start our new life. From my eyes, from the river to the sea, from the sea to the darkening clouds, from the sky back down to me. Follow my tears, follow my tears. Now John, he was an engineer, and he worked till the day he died. He left me wanting nothing. For 30 years this was our home. I am by myself. Children call me now and then. His hands were up, but his eyes were kind, and I knew our love would grow from my eyes to the river, from the river to the sea, from the sea to the darkening clouds, from the sky back down to me. Follow my tears, hey, follow my tears, follow my tears. Follow my tears.
She's got a smile and it seems to remind me of childhood, when everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky. Now and then to start to love, I'd probably break down and cry. Oh, oh, sweet child of mine. Oh, 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 sweet love of mine. She's got eyes of the bluest sky, and if she thought I'd rain, well, I'd hate to look into his eyes and see an ounce of pain. Her hair reminds me of a safe, warm place where as a child I hide and wait for the rain and the thunder that quietly pass me by. Child of mine, oh, 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 sweet love of mine. Where do we go now?
This is the time, everyone.
Where do we go now?
Feel it in your bones.
Where do we go now? Where do we go now?
And how about some double claps?
Where do we go now?
Where do we go?
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 Where
do we go?
Do we go?
Where do we
go?
Yeah, so as I said, I'm playing the seven cover songs that I've played in Electrical Language in 2009. I'm not going to tell you huge amounts about them. They've all been played before, and I'll make sure I put up in the links for Electrical Language 193 all the details, and I'll probably put in the links to the podcasts in which I've played those songs before. So let's just tell you, I mean, a couple of those you'll be pretty familiar with because they were quite recent. Indeed, yes, Andrea Gerak's opening song, There Is No Greater Sadness, was used to open, I think it was Electrical Language number 190, or maybe 191, anyway, a very recent one. I class that as a cover song. It's a traditional song, and Andrea told me that it's a reworking by her of a song, which I think was called Serelem Serelem, played by... or the Marta Sebastian version of that was used in the soundtrack for The English Patient. Andrea Gerak is from Hungary and actually based in Stockholm a lot of the time. So that was the first song, very very haunting one. Followed by Bo Huidin with Follow My Tears. I think I can count that as as a cover version. I had to get seven songs together for this podcast. Boo Hewardine actually wrote that song. I think he co-wrote it with Eddie Reader. It was on Eddie Reader's album Angels and Electricity, and Boo Hewardine recorded it for one of his recent albums, either Toy Box Number 1 or Toy Box Number 2. But yeah, he wasn't the first to record it, so it counts as a cover version. Followed by something fantastic. It's just so much fun, isn't it? Sweet Child of Mine, as originally done by Slash and Axl and all those people who make up Guns N' Roses. Lovely the way the Glockenspiel rips into the Slash guitar riff. That was Georgia Fields, all the way from Australia. And again, that was podcast in about the 180s. I played that one in. Now we're going to move on with a little sequence. Oh yes, this is the three sort of darker songs. Not so long ago I played Nouvelle Vague with their version of absolute classic song Bela Lugosi's Dead. Now someone has told me that in my Christmas stocking there might just be something by Bauhaus. So I don't have to keep on going on about how good they were and wondering why I can't play my vinyl anymore. Yeah, I think there's a Bauhaus CD. So, yeah, looking forward to that. But anyway, Bauhaus did the original. Bela Lugosi's Dead. Here's Nouvelle Vague's version. Thank you.
Thank you. such a greedy girl. Wants it all. Everything you got. That's all. You know she needs someone good, but you got the fever. She needs someone good, but you got the fever. Using all the tricks in your book, babe. Use from this down to that. She says you must read my lips, babe.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. That was Fever by the Stone Foxes, the cover of the song called Fever by Love and Rockets, which, as I discovered when I played them on the podcast in November or maybe late October, Love and Rockets is three quarters of Bauhaus, and I don't know how that passed me by originally, but I've certainly been getting into them. So that was that last song of the three. And the middle one of those three, you may just have recognised the song, After the Gold Rush, the version by The Endless from their excellent album Somniloquy that came out right at the beginning of the year. I played After the Gold Rush in Electrical Language number 160, which was one of my conversation podcasts where I talked to David and Adriana from The Endless. And actually, I listened to that podcast again on Monday night driving home. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But yeah, I really picked up this time on the cello playing. And you'll hear that David and I talked a little bit about cello playing, and he was saying that the cellist in an orchestra never gets to play the melody. Well, certainly there in that song After the Gold Rush, The Endless's version, you heard David actually picking up the melody. Yeah, Monday night. Now, you may have heard, or you may not have heard, that we've had some rather atrocious weather here in the UK. Heavy snow on Monday, falling on rain which had frozen, and as a result, the roads were treacherous. That's one way of putting it. Lots of accidents. All of which meant that my journey home on Monday took me 4 hours. So I had lots of listening I could do. I listened to last weekend's podcast, number 192, with Pixie Guts. And I may say it myself, you know, I may be the one who did it, but I thought those two conversation podcasts, the Pixie Guts ones and one of the Endless ones, I really enjoyed them, and I think I did quite well. So I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. And certainly some of the comments I've been getting from Marie, from Pixie Guts, and from her friends and other people not connected with either myself or Pixie Guts who've commented, it does seem to have gone down well. So thank you very much, everybody who's commented. I'm quite proud of those two podcasts. Was I going to say something else? Yes, I just noticed this morning, completely forgot to mention in Electrical Language number 192. Yep, we're now into the fifth year of Electrical Language podcast, because I did the first one on the 18th of December 2005. Now, unless you recorded it, downloaded it, and kept it from the time, you won't get it again, because frankly it was awful and I took down the first five. But podcast six onwards, they are all available for you. Right, that's it, enough of me. I'm trying to knock this one out in world record time, because Caroline and the kids will be coming back home very soon, and then all hell will break out at home. Well, certainly it means it won't be won't have peace and quiet. Lovely version of a song, a hit for a young lady called Rihanna. Well, you'll know this song. It's Umbrella. It's by Jennings. I played it probably in about May this year. I think this is a fantastic cover version. I really enjoyed it. So let's go out with Umbrella by Jennings. Actually, let's not. I'm really sorry. This is just me being completely random. Just to let you know, I'm planning to do two podcasts that are going to be a sort of roundup of the best songs I've played in 2009. So there'll be one, hopefully, in about a week's time before New Year's Eve, and one for the 1st of January. They may both be podcasts of the 57-minute length for Pulse Community Radio. Anyway, that's it. That's enough of me. You're saying, will you shut up and get on with it so I can enjoy the song and then get into Christmas? Yes, happy Christmas, everybody. This is Jennings with her version of Umbrella.
You have my heart.
And that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, which has been a little bit of fun before Christmas. As I say, more next week. Happy Christmas, everybody, and goodbye.
By Lipsy.